Realizing all these facts of life, a London store set out to find Miss Fat and Beautiful, a comfortable woman with the sort of statistics those old Dutch painters would have loved. Hips in the region of the middle 40s and all that. 11 years ago, this competitor, Dorothy Waugh, won a beauty competition as Miss Scotland. A woman can still be attractive long after any man has taken her on his knee. The secret of such figures? Eat what you like and lots of it.
Two more dead in any second. That's when Aaron's on his best. Though you may have never reckoned him to be so very fast, and he has already beckoned many people to the past. Stengen's power is unreckoned, yeah, and he knows no kind of rest.
Welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And with everything that's going on in the world, I honestly think and am optimistic that we will come out on the other side for the better. But in the meantime, the protest will be scary and uncomfortable, and even the conversations surrounding all this might be uncomfortable for some. And there are obvious ways of protesting. There's getting involved in politics, there's boots to the ground protesting, but an often overlooked way of protesting is fashion. So clothing and all its glorious accessories can make the loudest statements. And as of late, hoop earrings have been gaining attention as a political statement. And these bold gold or silver hoop earrings come in so many sizes, from a small, modest hoop to a large down to your shoulder size. And you may get a pair for your bautismo or your first communion, or you pick up a pair from the indoor swami. That ultimately stains your ears green. But hoop earrings are associated with women of color, where for our community, it is an accessory that represents strength and resilience. It is style and culture that we pierce through our ears, but we are taught that hoop earrings do not belong in professional settings and are told to remove them from our wardrobe. And there's growing controversy over these glorious accessories. High fashion is often seen pillaging cultures and appropriating what they can for their fashion week. So between being told that hoops don't belong in the classroom classroom and in the workplace, then seeing how privileged groups can wear them without the stigma, it is a very strange world to navigate. And I'll leave you with a book recommendation that should help give some insight to current affairs by Frantz Fanon called Black Skin, White Mask. And with that being said, happy listening and happy reading.
Muy feliz. Pensé que eras tú.
Screamed and screamed. to me. Now what do you call that you do? You talk, but you're a liar. You left me all alone and blue.
Baby, baby,
it breaks my heart to tell you. I'm mad, I think I lost my head. Baby, I've got no choice now. Our past makes all our future dead. Baby, baby,
has had the ability to make the loudest statements, but it also is capable of disguising us. And during the Mexican Revolution, the images of a very stoic Emilio Zapata and Pancho Villa are at the forefront. But women played a vital role during the revolution. They took on domestic duties and were medics to the soldiers out in the battlefield. Some women even took up arms and fought alongside and even led their male counterparts into battle. And these women wore skirts and blouses typical of the early 1900s while accessorizing with the cutest accessories of the revolution. A rifle and cartridge belts that they strapped across their chests. But not all women wanted to wear their femininity. Some of these women of the revolution have been photographed cross-dressing as men. And these women wore pants or a soldier's uniform to hide their gender in order to prevent and protect themselves from becoming victims to sexual assault or rape. And although it was a revolution for the majority of the working class, this common goal didn't stop the violence against women. And two of the most famous soldaderas were Ángela Jiménez, who fought under the name Ángel Jiménez, and Petra Herrera, who was known as Pedro. Another was Emilio Robles, born as Emilia. But Emilio continued to live his life as a man even after the war till his deathbed. And only those close to him knew of his identity before the war. Emilio was even known to threaten anyone that tried to seduce him. And although Emilio's transition might have been strange for many, his intelligence, valor, and skills for destroying bridges earned him respect. And there's so much more to be said about the men and women of the Mexican Revolution, so I highly encourage Nelly Campobello's book, Cartucho. And before you get to digging into history, here's the rest of the playlist. Enjoy.
What?
trouble that I'm in. My friends, they told me, they said I could win. They said, don't let her get away with it. But I never should have listened.
You can be.
Take my Bobby away, putting me down, showing everybody his ring. Well, I thought I'd like to scare her a little, but I never meant to hurt her or anything.
You can be.
Oh!
dicen los muchachos, porque no puedo ni siquiera chiflar. Y cuando canto dicen que es un tormento, y luego ellos me quieren callar.
Ay, desafinada, desafinada, no sé por qué me dicen así. Desafinada, desafinada, si me lo dicen me voy a morir.
Estaría dormida y despierta si tuviera una magnífica voz. Me pedirían que cantara en la fiesta y sería la mayor atracción.
Ay, desafinada, desafinada, no sé por qué me dicen así. Desafinada, desafinada, si me lo dicen me voy a morir. ¿Por qué me dicen así? Desafinada, desafinada, si me lo dicen me voy a morir. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh. So that's all for me, folks. Thank you so much for joining me on this Wild Pirate podcast. I love the motley crew of music nerds, and please don't stop sending me random songs or articles. I may not listen or read it right away, but I do eventually. And if you would like to read my sources, I'm on Twitter under Napalm Nanny in the Shack. So till next week, I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. Stay safe out there, guys.